Lord, help us to prepare in this critical time for what is ahead. Amen. Well, my dear heart dwellers, things are coming to a head, and you can see it in the restlessness of the land masses on earth and the increase in earthquakes. Things will become more and more defined as different strands of this massive purification get underway. And I think she was talking about here is the fingerlings. I mean, there's so many different things that have been started to cause trouble. It's like an octopus of darkness that's overtaking the earth. She continued, "You remember when you were told that everything would happen at once, an attempted invasion and the magma coming to the surface, warding off the invaders who were Chinese and Russian. You are getting very close to that time. My people, you can watch the earthquakes as they are taking place, and you will see that they are increasing in both magnitude and quantity. The earth is becoming highly unstable, and as it does, there is an acceleration that takes place. One area is shaken loose, and another area responds to that, which shakes yet another area, until all of them are shaking like jello in a bowl. It is a severe movement of land masses, and there are yet things that cannot be accurately calculated or predicted. There are also the actions of men, which cannot be properly assessed ahead of time. But know this, if you are praying when these things come to a head, you will feel a burden to either leave the area or redouble your prayers. It is good to have prayer partners that you can be in touch with so you can pray together and discern together. It is a shame and a tragedy that innocent victims get caught in the crossfire. But remember, those I will have in heaven with me. This should be a consolation to you, but you must pray for the unsaved. Make it a simple prayer, Claire, or pray in tongues at all times. Holy Spirit will be faithful to make the perfect petitions for the salvation of so many who never cared about God before. This is a huge move of God to wake up America and challenge them to see another narrative on how their government has been run and just how corrupt and evil these people are. This will be a time like no other, just as Jesus said in Matthew 24, never again will the earth have these highly destructive technologies. Believe it or not, the most pleasing prayer you can say to comfort Jesus is that sinners would repent and receive him and the salvation he's offering them in the last moments of their life. The greatest desire of his heart is to save as many souls as possible. The more wretched the soul, the better. These, when they convert, are most passionately in love with him and grateful for the forgiveness that he offers them from a life full of sin. Never look at a soul and say they are hopeless. That is the worst condemnation you could possibly make. It comes very close to sealing their fate, when in truth you have no idea how close they may be to repentance. Give such as these more prayer effort. This will also be a great opportunity to bring souls to the Lord because their lives and hearts will be shattered and they will have nothing left. Yes, there is hope for the sinner. Great, great hope, because all of this was arranged by my Son to give the lost ample opportunity to repent. Please take advantage of it. And be very, very alert to those around you who are hungry and ready to give their lives to the Lord. Actually, that's the end of the message. And I want to just qualify something here that she said. This was arranged by my Son. And he is not the author of evil. And obviously war is evil. But he does have control over when these things can be done and when they can't be done, and he can manipulate that into being the opportune time for that soul to give their life to him, to give him a chance. So he doesn't create the evil. Satan creates all the evil. but he has control of how it's carried out that will be to the best possible effect for those who are lost, which is all he really cares about. He wants to bring sinners to heaven. God bless you, heart dwellers.